Now let's get on with some news items. The first major news is hot from the press, as there's chaos at City Hall. From the possibly wearingly long-running sagas of Anglia Square and the Western Link Road to a bit of fun for Christmas. Fancy a dip in the sea? We're told it's warm. The resignation of six councillors in the space of 24 hours has left Norfolk's Labour Party in disarray. The departures have cost the party its overall majority at Norwich City Council, as well as its official opposition status on the County Council. Five of the resignations were announced during a dramatic meeting at City Hall on Tuesday evening. Another councillor then revealed she was quitting the party the following morning. The resignations affect both the City and County Council. Four of the departing members are city councillors, while two represent the county. Four of them are from the same ward, Town Close in Norwich. The resignations have their roots in a row over the decision by the local party to stop one of them, Mr. Stuteley, from standing in next year's local elections. Another, Miss Corlett, said, "It's a basic principle, and in Labour Party rules, that Town Close members should decide who their candidate is." Town Close members had zero input into the outrageous and undemocratic decision to deselect Councillor Stuteley. The National Executive Council imposed a candidate on Town Close when members refused to shortlist any other candidate and indicated they wished to re-select Ian. All will continue to represent their wards as independents. The resignations have thrown the Norfolk Labour Party into turmoil, with the group no longer having the majority on Norwich City Council. As the largest party, it will continue to run the authority, but all votes will be extremely tight, with the group having 19 members to a combined 20 in the opposition ranks.
The developer behind the city's largest building project has been spared paying £2.3 million for community projects for the surrounding area. The Labour-led Norwich City Council's Cabinet has approved a community infrastructure levy exemption for the redevelopment of Anglia Square. It's a tax on housing developers, with the money going towards facilities like playgrounds, schools, libraries and allotments for people moving into the new properties. The Anglia Square plans will see 1,100 homes built across 12 blocks, ranging in height from 2 to 8 storeys. But the developer, Western Homes, has said it would not be economically viable to continue with the project if they have to pay the tax. The exemption covers the first two phases of the new development and is worth £2.3 million. The total levy for all four phases is expected to be around £7.7 million. The relief has been controversial, with campaign groups objecting to the loss of cash for much-needed infrastructure.
The Norwich Western Link is now unlikely to open until 2029 at the earliest, officials have admitted, as they revealed the cost of the road has risen by almost 10% in the last year. Leaders at Norfolk County Council pledged they remain committed to the scheme, having been boosted last month when the Department for Transport agreed to fund £213 million towards the project after scrapping part of the HS2 rail route. But officers at County Hall confirmed the cost of the 3.9-mile road had risen to £273 million from the £251 million estimated last summer. The council is optimistic the government might yet add more money to cover the £251 million, having signalled it might increase the sum. If the scheme secures planning permission and gets through a potential public inquiry, work would start in summer 2026 with the road open in 2029.
Warm waters. Looking for the best place to go for your Christmas or Boxing Day swim? Look no further. Cromer Beach has been revealed to be among the country's warmest waters this winter, ranked side by side with the likes of Cornwall and Dorset. Parkdene Resort, which operates California Cliffs Holiday Park in Great Yarmouth, looked at the average temperature of beaches across the UK to compile a list of the top 10 best for a festive swim. The tradition of taking a cool water plunge on either Christmas or Boxing Day began in Brighton around 1860. Cromer's own Boxing Day dip was started 36 years ago by four beach runners and now attracts hundreds of swimmers each year. The beach came in ninth place, with temperatures expected to reach 9 centigrade this December. A spokesman for Parkdene said, "Its long pebble and sand beach, promenade and picturesque Victorian buildings make it the perfect place to visit at this time of year."
Delia Smith will appear on a well-loved BBC programme this festive season. The BBC has confirmed that the cookery legend will be a guest on Radio 4's Desert Island Discs on Christmas Eve. The show, hosted by Lauren Reverne, requires guests to select 8 tracks, a book, and a luxury item that they would take with them to a desert island. It's likely that Delia will discuss her early television appearances in Norfolk during the 1970s and her passion for Norwich City Football Club.